Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the matter of who's going to take care of the old fellow's foundling baby has been temporarily settled by a compromise. Abner's wife Elizabeth and Lum have agreed to take care of him on alternate days. This is one of the days Lum is to have him. And so, as we look in on the little community, we find the baby asleep in his crib in the feed room of the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum and Abner are busy writing names for the baby on little slips of paper. Listen.
Wesley. That's a good one. Write that down.
Wesley. W-E-S. Yeah, all right. Next.
Orlando.
O-R-L-A-N-D-O. Yeah, got it.
Sebastian, huh? Know the boy named Sebastian.
For the land's sake. S-E... How do you spell Sebastian?
Better make that Sam.
Oh, yes, Sam. S-A-M. Go on.
Lum.
Now, wait a minute. We already got Lum wrote down on one of these slips of paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot, I reckon. How many names we got there now?
I don't know. I've been so busy writing, I ain't had time to count them.
Yeah, well, I believe that's enough.
Yeah, it ought to be. My fingers are so tired, I can't hardly hold a pencil.
About all I can think of, anyway. Well, that's quite a pile of them there.
Yeah, did I write Charlie Abner down on one of them slips?
That's the first one you done.
Yeah.
Now, pick them all up. Wait a minute. There's some on the floor there. Pick them up, too.
The wind must have blowed them off my table, I reckon.
There ain't no wind blowing today. You're just careless, that's all. Hurry up and pick them up so we can get the baby's name settled once and for all.
Yeah, I'm getting them. I reckon that's all of them,
Annie. Wait a minute. Here's a couple more over here. I'll get them. For goodness sakes, look at this floor, Abner. Look how dirty it is.
Dirty? Well, I swept it out just this morning, just like I do every morning.
Yeah, but sweeping out ain't good enough no more.
Ain't good enough?
Not on the days the baby's around the store. Beginning today, I want you to scrub the floor, Abner.
Scrub it?
Yeah, as soon as we get through with this name business, I want you to get a bucket of water and scrub the floor.
Well, now, just a minute now, Lum.
You don't want the baby to get germs from crawling around on the floor, do you?
Why, no, of course I don't.
All right, then. Do as I say.
Well, now, Lum, you ought to do the scrubbing. I do all the other work around here, sweeping and washing the winders and all such as that.
I'd love to do it, Abner. Love to the worst way. But as long as this is our day to have the baby at the store, I've got to take care of him.
Well, you can do it while he's sleeping.
Well, he's liable to wake up. No, I don't want to take no chances with him.
Well, now, if he wakes up, I can go back.
Abner, we ain't going to discuss that no more. Besides, you know how it brings on my rheumatisms to run my hand down a bucket of cold water.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I've heard you say that, yeah.
We just consider the matter settled, closed, and ended, and exterminated. Now, let's get on with this name-drawing thing.
Well, all right, but I still don't see why I have to be the one that does...
Stop grumbling and get my hat off the wall over there.
Your hat? Where about you going?
I ain't going nowhere. We're just going to use the hat for the drawing. We'll put all the slips of paper with them names wrote on them in the hat. And we'll take it into the feed room and let the baby reach in the hat, and whatever name he pulls out, that's it. That'll be his name from now on.
Oh, I see how it works now. Yeah, that's a good idea, good idea. Well, do we blindfold him first?
No, we won't need to do that.
Well, now, we don't want him to cheat now long.
Well, he can't read none of the names no way, so it don't matter whether he can see them or not.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, here, I'll get your hat for you.
All I hope is that the baby don't pull out the name of Orlando. Kind of sorry I put that name there. Don't seem to fit him, no way.
No, that's awful.
It's better than Charlie Abner, though. Or that name Pearl wanted to give him, Avery.
Yeah, here's your hat, here. Doggy, that's a new one, ain't it, Long?
No, it's just my Sunday hat. I ain't wore it much.
No, it looks brand new.
Been hanging on the wall there in the parlor.
Yeah.
The one I bought at the county seat about a year ago.
Where'd you get it? At the Mina Emporium?
Oh, I always buy most of my clothes at the Mina Emporium. Especially when I want something fancy.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice store.
You got all the slips in the hat now?
Yeah. Come on, let's go back there and let little Charlie draw his name.
Well, wait a minute. We can't do it right now. He's asleep. You don't want to wake him up to do it.
Well, couldn't we just go back there and see if he ain't awake just a little bit long?
No, it ain't good for babies to do that to them, Abner.
Ain't, huh?
I'll tell you what, why don't you run across the street and see if the mail's come? I think I seen the mail ag just a little while ago.
Well, I don't want to leave now, Lum. What if he wakes up while I'm gone? Then I'd miss out on a drawing.
No, you won't. If he wakes up, I'll wait till you get back.
Promise.
Why, sure.
All right, then. I'll be back just quick as I can.
Yeah, hurry up. You're more than likely to be awake time you get back.
I hope so.
Let's see now. Where's some paper? Yeah, here we are. You, Mousy, Granny, you scared me for a minute there. I thought you was Abner.
No, sir. I just saw Abner running across the street.
Yeah, I know.
Mom, could I have a few minutes of your time?
No, can't you see I'm awful busy right now, Mousy?
This might be the opportunity that you're looking for, Mom.
I can't help it, Mousy. I'm too busy right now.
What are you doing there, Mom?
Oh, just something. Don't bother me, Mousy.
Gee, you sure work fast, don't you? What are you writing little Lum on all those slips of paper for?
Mousy, stop looking over my shoulder.
Well, what's that for, Lum?
Oh, nothing. Why don't you go home and run your detective agency?
Well, that's what I wanted to see you about, Lum. See, I'm retiring and I want to sell the agency.
Retiring?
Yes, sir. Well, I just feel like I've given the best years of my life to that detective agency, and I just want to get out of the old harness for a while.
What do you mean, the best years of your life? You just had the agency for a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir, but, well, see, we detectives live awful fast, Lon. Do you want to buy the agency?
No, I wouldn't be interested, Mousy.
I'll throw in my assistant, Operator XW-104, alias the Blindfolded Wildcat, alias Cedric Weehunt.
I don't care if you throw in Dick Tracy and Superman. I still don't want it. Now, run along, Mousy. I'm busy.
Oh, I see. You're putting those slips into that hat there, aren't you? You going to have a drawing or a raffle of some kind, Lon?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, it won't work out right, though, Lon, that way. The way you're fixing it, why, the only name that can be drawn out of there is let alone.
Mousy, I know what I'm doing. Now, run on home or someplace. Uh-oh, there comes Abner back. Listen, Mousy, don't say nothing about this to Abner. It's sort of a joke I'm playing on him.
How about joke?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of a joke, Lon?
Never mind. Just hush up now, because here he comes.
Yes, sir. Oh, there weren't no mail, Lon. Has the baby woke up yet?
No, he ain't, Abner, so you ain't missed nothing.
Oh, well, good. Well, howdy, Mousy. Hello, Abner. Say, Long, you must have been mistook about seeing that mail hack, for Dick Huddleston said they ain't been here yet today.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, I must have saw something else then.
I don't get away with it. Mom, listen, the baby's awake, can't cry.
Maybe he is crying.
Yeah,
I better see what's wrong with him.
Well, wait a minute, don't you want the hat?
Not yet. Wait till I get him stopped crying.
Oh, well, hurry up. Say, Abner, would you like to get into the detective business? No, Mousy, not me. It's a great opportunity for a young fella, Abner. I'd help him make a name for himself. Make a name for herself. Wait a minute. I believe you give me an idea, Mousy. Oh, gee. Well, then you buy my agency? Buy your agency? I ain't buying no agency. I'm just going to make a name for somebody. Here, grab some of that paper there and tear it up in little strips, Mousy. Hurry up now. And then help me write Charlie Abner on every one of them. Come on now. Hurry up before Long gets back. Uh-huh. Are you playing a joke on Mom, too? Yeah, that's it, a joke, I think. Hurry up, Charlie Abner, hurry up, write him down there fast. Charlie Abner.
Well, exactly how does this joke work, Abner?
Now, don't talk so much, Mousy. Just put them slips in that hat right there. Put them on top of all the others there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute, the baby stopped crying. Mom will be coming back now. Yeah, that's it, Mousy. Spread them around on the top that way good. Cover up all them others in there. Now, don't say nothing to Lum about this.
No, sir.
Yeah, mind out. Here he comes. He's bringing the baby out here. Quiet.
I don't believe there was a thing wrong with the little rascal, Abner. I think he just wanted to see me. Look at him smile.
Well, hello there, little Charlie, or little feller. Hello there. Dog, did you hear that? He said, hello, Abner, just as plain.
He never
done no did. I believe he likes that name, Abner. But wouldn't it be funny if that was a name he drawed out of there, Charlie Abner?
Yeah, it would be funny. I ain't much worried about it, though.
Huh?
Little Lum's too smart to draw a name like that, ain't you? There, he even said so himself, yeah.
Mom, you wouldn't want to bet nothing on that, would you?
Well, I ain't a betting teller, Abner, but I might wager a little on this. What'll we bet?
Well, let's see. I know. If he don't draw the name of Charlie Abner, I'll have to scrub the floor.
All right. And if he don't draw a little lum, I'll scrub it.
All right, doggy, that's a deal. Come on. Hold the baby over here near the hat so he can draw a name.
Yeah, come on, little fella.
Yeah, hold it.
You're about to pick yourself out a fine new name. No, don't grab the hat. You'll spill all the names. Hold on to the hat, Abner.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, hold it up higher so me and you can see what name he's picking.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How's this?
Ask her. All right, put your little hand in there.
Yeah, sort of put his hand in there for him.
That's it. That's right.
Has he got one yet?
I don't think so. Wait a minute. He's got one there.
Yeah?
That'll be it.
All right, Doggy, what does it say, Long?
Just a minute, let me read it. Well, I do know.
Is it Charlie Abner?
Get a bucket of water, Abner.
Huh?
Get a bucket of water and two scrub brushes.
Two scrub brushes?
Yeah, one for each one of us.
Well, what name did he draw, Long?
There it is.
Huh?
Mina Emporium, size 7 1/4.
Crosby speaking, this is the National Broadcasting Company.